this way heard. So Rashi brings down the famous Chazal. It's actually a machloikis what he heard. But Rashi asks the question, Mashmu Hashem Uba. What did he hear that made him come? Kriyas Yamsub and Ulchemes Amalek. So you do have a child of a male Kriyas Yamsub. So maybe the occurrence, you know, once in the world. Masharos, a Shibchal Ayam, Leroy Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Unbelievable. Yalos Ashkenet. Just came into heaven that made him want to come. But what was so special about Mulchemes Amalek? They wanted to make him come out of him. Mulchemes Amalek did not go so easily. It wasn't such open nisim. It was a shverikite for Klal Yisrael. So what was it about him that made him come? So I saw a pshat in the Sefer Yechi Ruvain, Rav Ruvain Karelmstein, Zechitzadik Lebracha. He asks a different question as well. Later on it says that Yisroi told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani choysencho Yisroi bo eilecho. I am Yisroi coming to you, v'yishtecho, and your wife, v'shnei b'nei. The matter says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that your Shver Yisroi is coming totally l'shem shamayim. Totally l'shem shamayim. So one would think he's coming to Klal Yisroel, so sneak in, coming quietly. What do you need Moshe Rabbeinu to give you a big Kabbalah's banim for? In other words, if you talk to me l'shem shamayim, you don't need a Kabbalah's banim. You come in, and you become a chayuk of Klal Yisroel, you intermingle, but from here it's mashmeh. If you don't want to come out from my covet, come out because of the covet of your wife. If not for the covet of your wife, for the covet of your children. I says that he wanted him to be so covered over here. But if he talked about L'shem Shamayim, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, so what was this inyan of coming out? So he says, Amayu the Kipshat. He says that Yisroi, what did he hear? He heard Kriyas Yamsuf. The whole world was nishtaymen from Kriyas Yamsuf. Shom lam by your gozm. Chil och hazir yishrei peloshes. Ozna leibu kliyayim leibu. Yochazeh. No, maigu kliyayim yishrei kenan. Kutzachon, one nation, Amalek, I'm going to cool everything off. I'm going to make it mamish null and void. I'm going to jump into that. I'm bati reisachas. I'm going to cool off the hispilus and people will forget about it. So when Yisrael heard that, he says, somebody has to kindle that ambati once again. Such a gewaltige nation, and it should lose its roshim and develop. I want to be the one that does that. So that's the shot, Mashmu Shamu Ba, Kriyas Yamsuf. And then he heard what Amalek did. He says, this is an opportunity for me that I should be able to rekindle it. But how do you rekindle it? He wanted to, he's Kayin Midyan, Chay Saint Moshe. He's Kayin Midyan. He was known, he was a minister of Paroi. He was one of the main personalities of Midyan. If he would come to Klal Yisrael and the world would hear about it, that he gave up everything without COVID, all things, and come to Klal Yisrael, that would make a big splash. So the reason why he told Moshe Rabbeinu to come out, he's not out to say in the covenant. That was a chelik of his plan. If Moshe Rabbeinu comes out and is going to be mechabim and make a big deal out of it, then the nations of the world are going to hear about it, and then it'll tzind on that Ambati Reisachas again. So what taka happened? His plan was taka realized. Moshe Rabbeinu came out. Then Aaron came out. Nodav and Aviyu also came out. Elozer Nisomer. The Zekanim came out. And then the rest of Klal Yisrael. And the Taka made a big splash. And that had a Roshim on the belt. Zayir HaKodesh says, Taka, that when everybody heard about the Ma'is of Yisrael coming into Klal Yisrael, many of them were Mekabal on themselves. You know, not that they Mamish became Yin, but many of them were Mamish Mekabal on themselves, the Oil Malach HaShemayim, to throw away their Avodah Zarah. So that was Yisrael's plan. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf, he heard Mulchemes Amalek, how they wanted to cool it off. And the Mela, he wanted to send it on again. It's interesting that he brings down, when he brings down this pshat, he says, Uri Zohar. But Uri Zohar, the biggest TV personality in the state of Israel, he came on once onto the show with the yarmulke. They started laughing. It was a joke. Like they thought it was a chelik of his comedy routine. And that with tzitzis, and then they heard that it was serious. That this big mega star, Mamish, gave it all up and he became a fruity yid. It made a tremendous roshan. Now many of them were very upset, but it made a roshan nice. It was makar of people to see, look what he gave up. And he gave up this to become a fruity yid. There must be something there that he gave up. And it made a roshan on them, and they too. Numerous people became close to Yiddishkeit because of that. That's what Yisrael wanted to do over here. He wanted to warm up that Ambati Reisachas that was originally Reisachas, and Mamela, that's why he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to come out towards him. The Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Tezayin, brings down a machloikis. What did Yisrael hear that made him come? It's really three different mandamrim. One mandam attacks his Kriyas Yamsuf, another mandam in Melchemes HaMolek, and there's yet a third mandam that says it was Matan Torah, and that Yisrael came after Matan Torah. So I saw that Ramesha Feinstein said, Ketzavi Bekodesh Lebrach, he asks a question, L'chayra, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Melchemes HaMolek, these all came before Matan Torah. Apparently that didn't make such a Roshim on him. Matan Torah, that made a Roshim on him. What was it that he saw in Matan Torah that he didn't see in the first day? So he said that without Torah, if you don't have Torah, then all the other things, you know, there's miracles by the Goyim also, there's Kishuv, there's Kol Minei Koiches HaTumah, a lot of dafkid that he was misfall from that. But when he saw what it led to, when he saw that a whole nation was eich to a Matan Torah, and he heard some of the protim of Matan Torah, and there's a whole Kabbalah of being makabal on yourself, O Malchus Shemayim, then he saw that all of these things wasn't just merely kishev, he saw the taket, there was something about it, and that made a roshim on him to come. It was like a gloy milsalam afreya that all these things were taket for a good taket. But from Nisim alone and from Yeshua's alone, who knows where the kaiches came from. But when it led to a Matan Torah, and he saw that a whole nation became changed because of it. They were Kabbalah on themselves, the oil malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That taka made a Roshan, that taka made him want to come. This mamish fits in perfectly. I once said, mamish came out of the same pshat, Hashem the Satmar Rebbe, it got to be something else. But he says, yes, chem, mitachas of this mitzrayim. V'alti yes, chem, e'avoidosana. That was the first stage where he says yes, so why is it dafka by the lokachti that they're gonna realize that? So some Rebbe says the same word that Nisim and these kinds of things, you never know which kaiches they come from. They can come from the kaiches I'm talking as well. But if you see that the end result is there's a Kabbalah's Omalchus Shemayim, and that a whole nation is Meshabed themselves to serve a Bayrei Olam. That was Megal on the original Chelik of the Geula. That was Taka Geula from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wasn't Stam from Zaitik Ekoiches of the Bria. Voidatul Lehem Es Aderech Yel Chuba Ves Hamas Asher Yasa. Gemara Meseptis Bava Kamad Avtzadik Tesam Et Beis Darsens from every Chelik of this Pasuk, a different Inyan in Inyone Chesed. Voidatu lehem zebeis chayayim. You should teach them the side of their life, that's Talmud Torah. Es haderech zugnilas chasod. Yelchu, that they should go to, zugbikur chayim. Bor zugvura. Es hamase zehadin. Ashayasun zulufnim yishur zehadin. These are all things that Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu. So I saw that Ramoshi asks a question that where does this fit in with the Iker Eitzah of Yisrael? Yisrael's Iker Eitzah to Moshe Rabbeinu was you're working too hard. You're sitting there from the morning till the evening. You're busy with throngs, mobs of Klal Yisrael coming to you with shailas and halacha. He's got to do something about it. So good. So he told him the Eitzah, you know, on Shechayil, take sorry alofim, sorry meis, and so on. But this over here, the dealing with Derech Eretz, with the dealing of all the Yonim of Chesed, how does that fit with the Iker Eitz of Yisrael to lighten the burden from Moshe Rabbeinu? Where does that come in? It's not like a Zayde Gezach. As I heard of Shad, that name, he goofed, this is a chelik of lightening Moshe Rabbeinu's burden. Moshe Rabbeinu's burden came because people were coming with tanners on each other for every little claimant kite. Every little zach, their tainus, he owes me this, he owes me that, he was pregay and my chelik of mammon or whatever. But if you teach them all of these yonim, in sensitivity and chesed, to care about one another, to help out one another, that is ein of lefnim reshur hasadin, that will sensitize them that memela in things that they think that they have a gripe against somebody else. They'll say, yeah, it's not really a gripe, and I could be mevater a little bit. The world's not going to come to an end if I'm mevater. So adarav, this was a chelek of Yisrael's eitzah to Moshe Rabbeinu to lighten the burden of all these dinei Torah. Because if you teach them this, then a good chelek of the dinei Torah are never going to come to the fore. They're never going to come to you to begin with. So you shall tell Beis Yaakov and say to the Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, "Beis Yaakov elu hanoshim." Taimer lehem b'loshen raka. Speak to them in a soft way. V'sagedel Bnei Yisrael dvorim hakoshim kigidim. Things that are as hard as sinew. So the question is, why was he magdim? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdim the women to the men? The Pashto reason is because in order for the men to be able to do what they have to do in Torah, you need the foundation, you need the bias there before him. If you don't have the bias there before him, which the woman shops, then the man's not able to do what he has to do. By Avraham Avinu, it says, Vayet Oholoi, with a hey at the end. Oholok, Rashi says. Tavos, why did he pitch Sari Menu's tent first? Because Avraham Avinu realized that his whole Hatzlache, and being able to do what he has to do, is only if he pitches Sari Menu's tent, and she's a Vegeshtel Lechatchila. Right? So then, she could be that Akeras Abayas that does everything, and he could be able to go out and to be Makar of the Rechaikim. But if you don't have the basis, then you're not able to do the rest. And he wouldn't have such a kayak. So W do with the Rav Aaron Kotel Zatzal told Rebbetzin Kaplan that without what she did with Beis Yaakov, he would not be able to shtel avek Torah in America, because he needed that bias in order to be able to shtel it avek. That's what her the simple pshat. But I saw a pshat, the Shahloa Kodesh, the Beis HaLevi says the same Zach. There's a Gemara Masechtas Gittin that says that if somebody goes over to the man, the husband, and he says, sell me the rights to the karka that your wife has a right to for her ksuba. So he went to the man and he's masking to the mechira. And then he goes to the woman, it's not a good mechira. But she could say later on, I only was masking, you know, because my husband said so, I don't want to start up. The Idil Gisa, the fellow goes to the woman first and says, sell me the rights to the karka. And she says, yes. And then he goes to the man, that's fine. So they say, that first he wanted to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to go to the women. Because if he go to the men first and then go to the women, so the woman would say, yeah, the men were masking, and we were also masking, we didn't want to start up. This way he went lechatchila to the women and they were masking on their own. The male later on, there can't be a taina that we only did it because of our wives. Hayomer Hashem al Moshe, Leich el ha'om, v'kidashtom hayom u'mochar. They should sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. V'chipsu simloisim. Lashon of preparation today and tomorrow. So I saw in a sefer Oitzer Chayim. This is a very nice pshat over here. V'kidashtom hayom u'mochar. Machar means tomorrow, but Yesh Machar, Rashi says, La'achar Zman. This is a person, when he's Makadosh himself today, he has to do it Nazami Oifin, that it lasts for a long time, that it lasts even La'achar Zman. A lot of times people have a Hesiris for something, and, you know, they act upon that Hesiris, and then it peters out after a short while. But the Kiddashtan has to be a kind of a Kabbalah, that it's Hayayim U'machar, that it's not only for today, but it also lasts La'achar Zman. I once heard from Rav Scheinberg, that's how he once gave a shmuz by Yosin Yeshiva. So he said, Chazal say, kol hascholas kashas. All hascholas are difficult. All beginnings are difficult. She says, you see, not like that. You know, Yeshiva comes at the beginning of the Zman, the first day, everybody's learning, but there's hasvizas, first few days, and then slowly but surely it peters out. Is that enough that the hascholas is not kashas? She says, that's not the kind of aschol that Chazal were talking about. Chazal were talking about a zamin aschol that's going to have a service that has a lasting effect. That kind of aschol is not from the easy things. To be able to be in this nesoirer and to be able to arouse oneself that the hashvah lasts lachas man, that's a dover gadol. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. V'kidashtem hayayim. Your preparation today has to be to the extent that's umachar, that'll last after, for a long period of time. Right, it's interesting, there's a bro on the pasuk chanoich lanar al pidarkoi, gam ki yazkin liyosim imenu. She's chanoich lanar al pidarkoi. If you're going to try and be mechanic a kid, not al pi, the way it's matim for his koiches, his tunis hanefesh. So right now he'll be afraid of you. And he'll do it because, you know, you demanded of him. But after he's out of your rishus, then he'll just go back to the way he was with Hatchila. Chanoich lanar al pidarki, if you mechanech am al pidarki, then gam kiyaskin al yosun yimenu. That's a kind of a chinuch that's going to last for a long time. That's as I zog to grow. Our preparation has to be a kind of a preparation that lasts for a long time. Vaydavar alikim, it's kol hadvarim ha'eila leimar. And Elikim spoke all of these words. So Rashi says, what says, Kol HaDvarim HaEla, Melamed, this teaches us, Sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaSeres HaDibris B'Dibur Echad. Hashem said all 10 Dibris, all in one Dibur. Mashiyev Shal Adam Leimer, a regular person can't speak like that. So I was, oh, so why does it say afterwards, Amechi Hashem Aleik Echad? To teach me, that after he said all 10 dibris b'vasachas, then each one he said separately. So that's the first thing. If anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said each one of the dibris separately, so what was the purpose of saying all of the dibris b'vasachas? I heard a Gabbalah Yipshat. He once said this, he said it got me something else. In Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, Hashem Omer al Avraham, Achrehi Parit Leit Me'imai, Sona Einecha, lift up your eyes, and see from the place where you are standing, to find of an egma of a cave of a young. So Rechaim HaKadosh asks a question, what's the chiddush? See from the place where you are standing. Where else are you going to see it from? You don't see from a place where you're not standing. What does it mean, see from the place from which you are standing? So after Rechaim HaKadosh, a chiddush gadol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram to look to find of an egba v'yama min hamakim mashal ta'im yisham. You don't even have to turn your head. You can be standing in one place and you'll be able to see all around you. That's min hamakim asher ato ayim yisham. So Chaim Shmulevitz asks a question: what's the purpose of that? Like, it's such a big deal to turn this way and to turn that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not make nisim for no reason at all. Similar to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to say all the 10 diburim b'masachas. Hashem does not make nisim for no reason. There had to be a purpose in not having to turn his head, just to save him the little tircha. What's the pshat? So, Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, it's emet daim. If somebody sees an entire picture of Bavas Achas, then if somebody sees different chalakim, this chalik and that chalik and that chalik and that chalik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avraham Avinu to see Eretz Yisrael in its entirety with all of his beauty as part of one big picture, not four different scenes. It's ain't a diamond. If you see the whole picture of Asachas, then you see it in different scenes. So Chaim says it's the same thing with Torah. You know, a person learns a Masechta here, and part of a Masechta there, and part of Gevaldik. Every word of Torah is precious. Every word of Torah is valuable. But it's ain't a diamond. Somebody that has a shleimus in Torah, then the entire picture takes on a whole different look. If a person knows Masechtas Brachos with all different Masechtas that have shaychus to it, I once sensed this mamish. My first year, I was a Rebbe in Tels. I wrote a bar mitzvah drasha for one of the kids in this year. So nice, a Tosis and Baba Kama with a Kashya, with a Rashba, with a nice stickle. Then after, you know, I felt good. I put a nice stickle together. So then I see in the Beis Medrash the difference in Moshe from Rav Moshe. I wanted to see what he had to say about the Sugya. I opened it up. I thought I would faint on the spot. He had Gans Masechtas Baba Kama was in that little Tosis by Rav Moshe. He had like pages think like this on that topic. That's such lameness, I tell you. That someone in every little tesis, it encompasses the entire Masechta. And every Masechta encompasses the entire Shas. It's Eina Daima if you have a little picture than if you see Mamish the picture in its entirety. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do over here with the 10 divers B'Masachas. For Steitzach, Klal Yisrael couldn't hear everything B'Masachas, and he had to say everything separately. But he wanted to give them a picture, a little bit of a feeling, to implant in the Bria what it means to have the entire Torah B'Masachas. So Memeil L'Chetchil, he said the entire picture, Kol HaSeres HaDibers B'Masachas. That's the pshat in this Chazal over here. Kaveh Lesovicha V'Asimecha L'man Yarichin Yomecha Ala Adom Asher Hashem Alekechen Aisimach. Honor your father and mother in order that you should have Arichas Yomim V'Shanim. What's the connection? What's the mida connected? Mida between Kaveh Lesovicha V'Asimecha and Arichas Yomim? Well, about this, I would say, the person gives his parents nachas, he lengthens their life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lengthens their life as well. He doesn't give them gray hair, and he doesn't, it's time I'd say that's the need to connect me to. Shamshon Fol Hur says, I'm married to Kibshat. Shamshon Fol Hur says that the children and grandchildren of a person, they are a physical shalshelis, a physical chain that carries on the legacy of that family, weiter and weiter and weiter for the generations. But not only is it a physical chain, it's also a ruchniyistic chain. What the father, what the parents implant in their children, the Torah, the midas, and the ideas, that goes on, that chain lists weiter and weiter and weiter and weiter. So there's two things involved in that chain. So Neila, if a person is mechabed as oveves imay, and he takes everything that they say seriously, he's carrying on as well the ruchniyistic chain. He carries on the ruchnis the kitchen. The male that's his gula farichas yana. What does that mean? It says that if you keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, then you'll be myrich shonim ala adam. But if a person does not carry on the spiritual legacy of the previous generations, then there's no kiyum. Shteitin prosik boi sarichin yana moleho ki hashmei tishamei tishamei. If you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvahs of the Torah, you don't stand a chance living a long life on the land of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael spits out those that don't keep the Torah. So that's the lesson of the pasuk. L'man yarichin yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem alekechem ha'isim l'cha. You want to be ma'arich shanim on the adama? If you are mechabed your parents, and you're going to take what they tell you seriously, and you're going to carry on not only the physical genes and the physical legacy, but you're going to carry on the ruchniyistik legacy, then you'll talk to be right to be in Eretz Yisrael, and you'll be there for a long time. But if you're not mechabed your parents, you don't take what they tell you seriously, so then the ruchniyistik chain gets broken, memele you cannot be ma'arich, ala adam asher shem alekechem ha'isim l'cha. Those are the Rosham Shal Bohr. You should not walk up on steps to my mizbeach, so that your erva will not be uncovered on it. Rashi says, when a person walks up on steps, he has to spread his legs, and memele, the erva is nizgala on it, even though the chayra it's not mamish erva because it says. They were wearing Michnasayim. But the mice is Korav Gili Erva. And it's Derech Mizayim. It's not Derech Eretz for the Mizbeach. But it's one Kalvachaymer. It's Kalvachaymer. Ma, the Chavonim that don't have any Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you should not be Noigam Minig Mizayim. Your friend that's created in the form, the Tzelem Alikim, Kalvachaymer, you should not be Noigam Minig Mizayim. So, Daphne Verstein, L'chayre, the Mizbeach is the place to teach sensitivity and not to live against someone's covet. One would think the Mizbeach is a place of Avodah, where people are dveikim b'Hashem, and there's no havamin in the world that at that time a person would be pegeya in the covet of his friend. So what's the pshat that Daphne over there, the Torah's Megala that to us? So pshat brought down from Adonai Tzadik, Yaakov Moshe lesson, Zatzal. He was up in the middle of Shver. I remember seeing him when I was a kid. I used to daven in the shul every now and then. So I used to see him. I saw him. You saw Yid HaTzadik. Anyway, he said, five stories from over here, that even b'shas, a person is doing avodah, and even when he's dubbed by Hashem, there's always a little bit of a knee in there where it's shy to be pakeh in somebody else's cupboard. How the Torah is worried that a person could be lacking sensitivity for somebody else, that even if he's holding by the mizbeach, and even if he's doing avodah and he's dubbed by Hashem, even in such a matzav, it's possible to be insensitive to a friend. The truth of the matter is, the Gemara Maseches Yuma brings down the Ma'aseh. Gemara Maseches Yuma says that the two kahanim were running up the ramp, and you know one pushed the other fellow off, and he broke his leg. And then the Gemara says another Ma'aseh, that one person stabbed the other one. What's the pshat? Adarabah, there's a malkum to say that when a person's involved in ruchnius, he so gets carried away with his connection with Hashem, he might forget somebody else. So b'dafka over here, the Torah has to tell us that even at a time that you're being Isaac in the Mizbeach, even then, you have to make sure not to forget your sensitivity to others. So I saw a beautiful ma'aseh. The Vilna Maggid said over the one time Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Yom Kippur, he was staying by his son-in-law, Hagoyin Rav David Marno, in the city of Krinik. So one of the elder Yidden, he wanted to see what Rabbi Yisrael does on Erev Yom Kippur. So he went, he came to the house, he came to observe him. See, Rabbi Yisrael ate the morning, made a suda in the morning. After that, he sees that Rabbi Yisrael takes a hammer. What's he doing with this hammer? He's going to the main shul in the city. He follows him from behind. He sees Rabbi Yisrael walks into the shul. He starts knocking in all the nails that were a little bit up that might rip somebody's baguette. He started knocking in all the nails on all the benches in the shul. From there, he went up to the Ezra's Noshim. He did the same thing. From there, he went to the next shul. Where he did the same thing. He would have thought Rabbi Yisrael would have visited on Musar, Yossi Sharif, with Shari Chul, Rabbi Yaina. This is what he was doing on Erev Yom Kippur, knocking in all the nails of all the benches. I saw a similar zach, similar ma'aseh. Rabbi Eliya Dushnitzer, the Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. They say that the Dibuk, by the ma'aseh, was ma'aseh Dibuk by the Chofetz Chaim. He said great things about Rabbi Eliya Dushnitzer. Watch out for that younger man, you know, he's Oster Lagavus. So Rabbi Eliya Dushnitzer, one time, an Erev Yom Kippur, he's already an Elter Yid, and there was a Chiloni Jew, not from a Jew, a young teenager, sees an Elter Yid by the public bathroom in Petah Tikva. He's cutting toilet paper on Erev Yom Kippur. He's watching this elder Yid cutting and cutting and cutting. She walks over and says, what are you doing? She says, you know, Erev Yom Kippur people are busy with their different needs. People have to take care of all kinds of zaken. There's a public bathroom and people are going to need tomorrow toilet paper. Who's going to take care of that? She says, I'm an elderly Jew. I don't have really much to do. My family is already grown up. I have plenty of spare time on my hands. Hashem, if he's there, I'm coming it up. He said, the boy watched him. He said, every cut, this is Rabbi Eliya Dushnitzer, was doing the cutting. He was doing the cutting. So this boy said that every cut that he made ripped it pierced a hole in his heart. He became a from the from that. But this is what Rabbi Eliya Dushnitzer, that they said, I think the Chazon Yosef said about him, he was from the Lama Bel Tzadikim of the Dor. So on Erev Yom Kippur, what did Rabbi Eliya Dushnitzer do? He was cutting toilet paper for the rabbi. Says, even in a time where a person should be preparing himself for ruchnius, and he comes in contact, the closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cannot forget to be sensitive to the needs of others. Have a good Shabbos.